The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is an international organization with some 15 million Mormons spread across the world. One key to that expansion, those earnest young men going door-to-door inviting people to hear about Jesus. And yes, they are mostly men. But more and more women are joining their ranks. The overall number of Mormon missionaries is also growing after the church decided to lower the age requirements for both genders. Women still have to be older than men, though, and serve for shorter periods. Reporter Jane Little went to Utah to find out why. She got a rare glimpse inside the church's busiest training center as a new crop of recruits arrived.
All right, just go right in these doors, and I'll meet you on the other side.
This is the Missionary Training Center in Provo, Utah. And here we've got 500 fresh-faced young men and women arriving for the first time to train to go out across the world in twos to witness to their Mormon faith.
Good luck, sweetie. You'll be awesome. Love you so much.
Love you too.
On any given year, right now, we're training about 36,000 missionaries here in this missionary training center.
Spencer Christiansen is head of operations here and a busy man. The church announced a policy shift at the end of 2012, lowering the entry age for men from 19 to 18 and for women from 21 to 19. As an attempt to boost the missionary force, it worked. Since then, the numbers have shot up to almost 90,000, and women have embraced the change.
Before that change, the average would have been close to between 10 and 15%, so more than doubled the amount of young women that are serving missions, and of course we're very, very excited about that.
But why the age difference? Why do you have to be a year older? Many people think that women tend to mature earlier than men.
I've got to be honest and tell you I don't know all the reasons for that, but I don't.
Gender roles have been clearly defined in Mormonism, and a woman's first duty was to marry young and have lots of children. So many have celebrated this move as a step forward, though women still only do 18 months, while men serve for 2 years. Six young men and five young women show off what they've learned in Mandarin class. They've just 9 weeks to study this language, and then they're off to Taiwan. China is off limits. The men wear white shirts and name badges that say Elder. The women, modest skirts and blouses with badges that say Sister. The mission involves leaving one's family for the duration. They're never to watch TV. And of course, there's no alcohol or premarital sex. And the training is intense. Scripture, gym, and many language classes.
So, 当基督在世上
They teach 55 of them here, and no one gets to choose which they study or where they go. They could even be asked to learn a foreign language so they can focus on converting ethnic minorities in an English-speaking country, as this teacher did.
My name's Sister Michaela Merrill. I just returned from my mission, and I was Chinese-speaking in Manchester, England.
Ah, you've got the accent, I can hear it.
Yeah.
Did you feel you accomplished much on the mission?
Yeah, I think we accomplished a lot. Our purpose as missionaries is to invite people to grow closer to Jesus Christ and to learn more about him. So we worked a lot with Chinese students at the universities in Manchester and Liverpool, and we met a lot of wonderful people that did grow closer to the Savior.
Two of Michaela's students, Megan Porter and Rachel Cosby, signed up because of the recent change in age rules. Both are 19.
I was really excited about it.
Yeah. It was 21 before. And I just thought, that age is a little hard. You know, you're right in the middle of all your schooling. And so when they lowered it, that was the tipping point for me to say, oh yeah, I really want to go.
Still, men can go earlier, right, at 18. Mm-hmm. Why the difference?
I don't know if I know the specific reason, but I do know that it's given them more of an opportunity to start off their adulthood the right way.
But do you think girls should be able to go at the same age?
You know, I don't personally see it as a bad thing that I go later.
We're starting to see these first women, these younger women now return from their missions. We're going to have tens of thousands of theologically trained women injected into the ranks of the church worldwide.
Mike Otterson is a former journalist from Liverpool who converted to Mormonism. He became the managing director of public affairs for the church based in Salt Lake City.
I think most of the women in the church, they find plenty of fulfillment in what they do. There's plenty of opportunity. But for some who want to do more, maybe who are not ready to get married or whatever, and they want to do more, how do you utilize that talent? How do you magnify that? How do you make the person feel completely fulfilled? That's a healthy discussion to have. It's a discussion that's happening already.
But some discussions aren't so healthy, as one woman and former missionary Kate Kelly discovered when she led a campaign to ordain women to the priesthood. She was recently excommunicated. And Mike Otterson makes clear that no matter how theologically trained these sisters are, there's no prospect of becoming priests. As for my unanswered question on why women have to be older than men when they go, and, for that matter, why they serve for a shorter term...
Elder Jeffrey Holland, one of the apostles who was over the missionary department, was asked that question during a press conference, and his response was, "One miracle at a time."
For The World, I'm Jane Little, Salt Lake City.